Go to Studio C with Jeff Watson, and he's picked out a recording from a previous live day. So, and I'm so glad we got all the recordings of this so we can keep it and put it in the library.
Thank you so much for having us, Cordelia. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much. It's been the KU Glee Club, directed by Dr. Gabe Lewis O'Connor, assisted by Mitch Xavier. All right, Jeff, let's go to Studio C.
Okay, Cordelia, thanks very much. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. KPR's live day is made possible by the Jim Seaver Classical Music Fund. Dedicated in memory of Dr. Jim Seaver, longtime host of Opera is My Hobby. This fund contributes to KPR classical music performances and ensures local music is made possible and accessible to those in our listening community. Help secure classical music as a cornerstone of KPR programming by becoming a contributing member to the Jim Seaver Classical Music Fund. You can make a gift of support at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for being with us on Live Day. We've been looking forward to this for quite a while, and there's still quite a bit more still to come. Later, from the Lawrence Public Library, and then back in the KPR studios. Before all that happens, though, we'll take you up to news time with some memories of live and local performances that we've had, such as this one of the Atrium Quartet, playing Shostakovich String Quartet No. 1 as part of the 2013 Sunflower Music Festival. Next, on Kansas Public Radio. String Quartet No. 1 by Dmitri Shostakovich. Recorded at the Sunflower Music Festival of 2013 of the Atrium Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. With about 6 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. Support for Live Day on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates The Midterm Election 1 Year Out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report, on October 30th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And Audio Reader, hosting Sound Waves, an evening celebrating all things audio on Thursday, November 6th, featuring speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food, and drink. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Showers and 50 degrees at the moment on the KU campus. 90% chance of further showers throughout the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, scattered showers and a low of 50. After the news from NPR, Live Day continues with music from the Lawrence Public Library. Also from 2013, let's listen to the Uptown Mandolins, a little bit of music from Bizet's L'Arlesian Suite on KPR.
The KansasPublicRadio.org.
Destiny's evening concert as part of Live Day is tonight at 7 p.m. here at your place for classical music, NPR news, and much more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU in KANU HD 1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Continued showers throughout the afternoon. Today in northeast and east central Kansas, 90% chance of rain and temperatures in the mid-50s. It's currently 50 on the KU campus. Scattered showers this evening, 40% chance of rain and a low of 50. The news is next on KPR.
Bird migrations. Environmental groups say the fight isn't over. For NPR News, I'm Liz Ruskin.
On Wall Street, both the Dow and the NASDAQ are up almost 1%. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at schmidt.org.
Good morning, the University of Kansas. It's made possible by the Jim Seaver Classical Music Fund.
Dedicated in memory of Dr. Jim Seaver, the longtime host of Opera Is My Hobby, this fund contributes to KPR classical music performances and ensures local music is made possible and accessible to those in our listening community. You can help secure classical music as a cornerstone of KPR programming when you become a contributing member of the Jim Seaver Classical Music Fund. Make a gift of support today at Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre, and with that, we send it back to Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you're enjoying Live Day thus far. There's more on the way after the news from NPR with Trio Lawrence in the live performance studio. Just a quick reminder that the holiday season's a very busy time, so you might not want to wait to get your tickets for KPR's next Big Band Christmas on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall. Last year's concert sold out pretty fast, so get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. You can find all the details at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Well, it looks like we have a little bit of time left until the news from NPR at the top of the hour. So let's dig back into the KPR musical archives. We've got a performance once again from 2013. Guitarist Jason Vio here with Allemande from Lute Suite No. 1 by Bach on Kansas Public Radio. A little dip in the KPR's musical archives with a recording of guitarist Jason Vio, recorded in the live performance studio back in 2013, performing Allemande from Lute Suite No. 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach, here on Kansas Public Radio. The news from NPR is just around the corner. Trio Lawrence awaiting us in the next hour, our next performance of KPR's Live Day, with music from their new released album, Fujin's Dream, and a good deal more, still to come on this Friday afternoon. We're glad you could join us. About 50 degrees on the KU campus, with more showers expected throughout the afternoon. You're listening to KPR.
Hello.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Studio now.
Thanks, Cordelia. I hope you're enjoying Live Day on Kansas Public Radio. On a Friday morning, we'll head into the noon hour pretty soon and send you back to the Lawrence Public Library, as mentioned. Support for Live Day on KPR also comes from the Folly Theater, presenting saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, known for her high-energy fusion of jazz, funk, and soul, live in concert Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at follytheater.org. And the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons on Thursday, November 6th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. On the KU campus at the moment, rain showers and about 50 degrees. Today warming up to 55 and an 80% chance of further showers throughout the day. 40% chance of showers for this evening. Mainly after 8 p.m., cloudy, a low of 50 degrees, and once again showers are likely for tomorrow. We have a 60% chance of showers for Saturday. Before we get to the news from NPR and more of our live day events, we have a little bit more from the KEPR archives. With young pianist Barry Zhang next, with movement number one from Beethoven's Tempest piano sonata for you on Kansas Public Radio. Pianist Barry Zhang, recorded in the KPR Live Performance Studio in 2013 with Movement 1 from Beethoven's Tempest Piano Sonata, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and the surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
NPR News.
All things considered, today at the usual time at 3 p.m. until 7 on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Back to the Lawrence Public Library after the news. Support for news on KPR comes from Security Benefit and the Women and Money Conference for women interested in their financial well-being, Thursday, November 6th at Exploration Place in Wichita. More on Women and Money Conference at womenandmoneyks.org. And the Lawrence Jewish Community Congregation hosting the 62nd Annual Blintz Brunch and Bake Sale on Sunday, November 2nd at 917 Highland Drive in Lawrence. Details available at blintzbrunch.org.